Janelle Vanas has been in the education business, well, since she herself was a student in northern Minnesota.
Even as a high school student, I used to be a teacher's aide. So I've really known that I wanted to be in education for as long as I can remember.
And she hasn't looked back since. Vanas did a teaching stint in Wisconsin before leaving the Midwest for Fairbanks, where she worked at a local elementary school for 3 years. But it wasn't until moving to Bethel that she really settled in. For the first few years, Vanas devoted herself to a vocational training program for students and adults. She then spent a decade at Bethel Regional High School, serving as the school's principal for part of that time.
I really think as a state, many of our rural Alaska youth have such potential and can really be amazing leaders. And we just need to work to make sure they have access to the education and the opportunities they need.
And Vanas has been living out that philosophy. In 2014, she was hired as the director of secondary education for the entire Lower Kuskokwim School District.
And their district is Bethel and 23 village schools in that area, in that western Alaska area.
With her eldest son starting college, though, and the youngest gearing up for high school, Vanas says she was ready for a change, but she says it had to be the right change.
So when I saw that Mount Edgecombe was available, I'm just like, this is perfect. It's high school students, which I really, really love. It's primarily rural Alaska students, which I've been working with for a long time already. And it just has, it's just aligned with all of the things that really excite me about education.
But boarding schools are met with mixed feelings in part of the state like Bethel, which is predominantly Alaska Native. The Bureau of Indian Affairs operated day schools and boarding schools throughout the 20th century. At times, two-thirds of Alaska Native children were sent to those facilities, some as far away as Oklahoma, and they were discouraged from practicing their language and culture. Mount Edgecombe used to be one of those very schools. Vanas is sensitive to that fact.
We are trying to be the best that boarding schools can be, and we really need to learn from our past and be real aware of that history and trying to not repeat the negative parts to it.
She recognizes that if kids decide to come to Mount Edgecombe, they miss out on the fall berry picking season or the spring whale hunt. So Vanas says the school makes an effort to celebrate those traditions that students grew up with. In fact, there's a space dedicated to doing just that.
Probably one of the most popular things that we have in the evenings is the cultural room. There's Fry Bread Friday, a Gudeg Sunday.
She says the fact that kids come from such different parts of the state, it naturally makes them more curious about how their friends were raised.
You know, sometimes it's a Yupik tradition, sometimes it's Tlingit, and sometimes it's a little bit of a mesh of a couple of different cultures. But kids just really feel good about being in there.
From talking to Vanas, it's clear that's really important to her, that her students feel at home. She herself can relate to the challenge that comes with moving to a town like Sitka, that she says, for example, has a fishing industry rather than a subsistence fishing culture. And that's not the only bit of culture shock she's faced since arriving this summer.
I didn't realize that I had learned to talk a little slower living in Western Alaska. And I come and I'm just like, wow, this is just a world of words everywhere.
Vanas says she expects to be in Sitka for at least 4 years. She says she's looking forward to watching her own son graduate as a Mount Edgecombe Brave in 2020. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.